Today is the third of a scheduled four-day civil contempt hearing for Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio before federal Judge Murray Snow. The sheriff took the stand yesterday afternoon and continued to face questions this morning. KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block has covered the entire hearing and joins us from downtown Phoenix. Now, Jude, there was an interesting development late in sheriff's testimony this morning related to Judge Snow directly. Can you give us some background?
Judge Murray Snow had an opportunity to ask Arpaio questions directly while he was on the stand. And one of the things that he asked about is a Phoenix New Times article written by Steve Lemons, which includes rumors that the sheriff's office had at some point investigated Snow in some way. And the judge asked the sheriff directly, "Have you at any point investigated me or my family members?" And what came out from that is that, in fact, the sheriff's office had at some point received some kind of tip from an email that Judge Snow's wife was overheard at a restaurant saying that Judge Snow intended to ensure that the sheriff would not be reelected. And at that point, it sounds like the sheriff's office lawyers, this might have been Tim Casey, it was a little unclear, hired a private investigator to try to corroborate whether that was true. And then it sounds like there was also a second investigation. This one has to do with a confidential informant who suggested to the sheriff's office a theory that there was some kind of conspiracy, an alleged conspiracy involving the Department of Justice, intercepting email and telephone communications of judges, including Snow, as well as the sheriff and their attorneys, and that he acknowledged that investigation was still ongoing. So this is really new information. I still haven't wrapped my head around it even. Everyone out here is buzzing, just trying to figure out what just went on. So very unexpected turn this morning.
Was there surprise in the courtroom that the judge even directed these questions at the sheriff? Was there a great surprise at just the content of it more than that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there was a lot of surprise in the courtroom when this happened. This was certainly, for those of us watching, did not see this happening. Before that, it was maybe a lot more what we'd expect to happen. The plaintiff's attorneys had tried to show the sheriff video clips of himself at different points talking about his immigration enforcement with a lot of bravado, talking about he would continue to enforce immigration laws and playing clips about that, when in fact, the sheriff's office was under a court order to not be detaining immigrants solely for violating federal immigration law, for being in the country unlawfully. And what came out is that they had, in fact, for 18 months, continued turning over immigrants that couldn't be arrested on state crimes over to ICE. And at one point, the sheriff did actually turn to the judge and apologize and say that it was his violations of the order were not intentional, that he did not mean to, that he's been a public servant for 55 years, and that this was a painful experience for him to be going through.
Well, overall, that's interesting as well. So could you characterize what the sheriff's tone has been during the testimony? Has it been similar to what you're saying there when he apologizes? Has he been more low-key than we expect?
Well, I mean, before he took the stand, the sheriff in the hallway was sort of the same old sheriff that we know, sort of joking with attorneys, and he seemed very much himself. But on the stand, he takes a much quieter demeanor. His voice is sort of hoarse and raspy, and he doesn't speak very loud. And there's a big contrast when they've been playing video clips of him, talking to the media in a sort of a booming, assertive voice. There's really a big contrast there.
KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block from downtown Phoenix. Jude, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve.